she wouldn't take abort for an answer. For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. A heart-wrenching article at CNN tells the story of Crystal Kelly, a single mother of two, who in 2011 agreed to carry another couple's baby after they were unable to conceive. She became pregnant through in vitro fertilization and made it 5 months before an ultrasound revealed devastating news. The baby girl inside her had severe heart defects, a brain abnormality, and a cleft lip. That was when the couple offered Kelly $10,000 to have an abortion, but she refused. Quote, "I was the one who was feeling this baby kick and squirm," she says. "I knew she had a fighting spirit and I wanted to fight for her." Legal threats ensued, eventually forcing Kelly to flee the state. But the baby was born in June and is being raised by an adoptive family. The story is heartbreaking. A culture that treats children like products will also want a return policy. But there's hope, as long as there are those like Crystal Kelly who refuse to put a price tag on life. I'm John Stone Street.